show. It's been a while since the Kudu horn has been blown at the JSE, but today the sound rang out at One Exchange Square at the local Boss. We Buy Cars, the second-hand car reseller, finally listing on the local Boss. Shares of the used car firm opening at 20 Rand per share, above the initial public offering price of 18 Rand 75 a share. We Buy Cars, established in 2001, providing a quick, easy and trusted solution to selling pre-owned vehicles, including the option of buying online and having your car delivered. Of course, the car company unbundled from Transaction Capital, that's handling quite hefty debts, and is going on its own here on the JSC. We're joined by Van van der Walt, the founder and executive director at We Buy Cars. Van, looking back 23 years ago, did you have plans to list 20 years after operation, or there were earlier and now is the right time?
Good evening, Mateo, and to the listeners. I must say it feels unreal. We never had the plan or the vision to get listed until very recently. It's been a growth journey where we focused on our own business, not looking too far ahead, and just focusing on little things we can change. And that's why, you know, we never had big plans. But, for us today, we are a big company. We've grown and we've been blessed in leaps and bounds. We now sell in excess of 14,000 cars a month. So I guess the time was right for us to be listed. And we're very, very thankful that we had this opportunity. It's not every entrepreneur who gets the chance and the opportunity to have their company listed on the stock exchange.
But I guess the work starts the day after the listing, right, where you have to consistently prove to shareholders why they should value this particular company. What's the plans going forward in at least the next 5 years?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question. You know, we've always focused on the business. We're not a company that knee-jerk and make changes very easily. You know, we know what we're good at. We stick to our knitting. So the plan moving forward is to exactly continue in that same trend, doing what we do well and improving that. Recently, we were signing share certificates, you know, for new shareholders, and realized and saw, you know, who the new shareholders in our business should be. And these include pension funds and municipality pension funds, investors and all the like. So, you know, we now, as a listed company, carry a great responsibility, which we take seriously. We'll make sure that we do our very best to sustain the growth that we've been experiencing over the years. Hopefully we can keep that momentum and grow even further in the years to come. Right now, we estimate our market share to sit around 12% of the used market in South Africa. So there's lots of room to grow, and we firmly believe that our best years are yet to come.
Now, you've already raised over 750 million rand in new capital when you had a private placement of this We Buy Car stock. You know, that war chest, what do you plan to do with it as you raise more money for the business?
Well, in fact, you know, the war chest, as you describe it, is not We Buy Cars. It's capital raised by Transaction Capital prior to the unbundling. So the bulk of that cash goes to serving the obligations in terms of debt, et cetera, and settling other obligations they have. That being said, We Buy Cars is very cash generative and we are very conservatively geared. So any capital that we require for our growth is available, and the capital is not something that will deter us from growing.
Let's talk about that unbundling from Transaction Capital. Couldn't have been easy for them to let go of a crown jewel like We Buy Cars into the public sphere when listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. But it seems it could pay out, or pay off rather, given that there is that still that debt question, the heavy debt question that still needs to be settled because of the SA Taxi business.
Yeah, that's right. I think, and that's also why The share price took such a big knock because of the fact that I think shareholders didn't really understand what's going on. And now with the unbundling, you know, WeBuyCars is a business that's very easy to understand. The accounting principles are sound, and investors will appreciate, you know, the fact that when you look at our results, there's nothing hidden. People will be able to understand it. It's a simple business, although there's a lot of complication in what we do, and that's why we are successful. But at least the financials would be easy to understand. So, yeah, the value would be there. As far as transaction capital is concerned, I'm sure that they will now utilize or have utilized these funds in order to service their obligations.
You're now a company that's on the JSE. You have a target on your back. I know you're looking to get into a better market share for yourselves as WeBuyCars, but coming up against giants like Motus, what's the plan in making sure that you dribble the big players?
Yeah, well, we've never really considered Motus as a competitor or a direct competitor to us. Same with the other big players, because when you look at WeBuyCars, we are solely focused on the used space, where these other players make a large component of their business would be parts, new vehicle sales, and the used would only play a fraction of the role of what they do. And then that used segment would only focus on 1 to 3 year old vehicles. So they, in fact, we do quite a lot of business with them. They purchase vehicles from us. So it's a good synergy. We don't see these Oaks as competitors. We'll certainly be in a position to grow market share in the years to come, because we serve the whole car park and not only a segment of it.
These Oaks that you talk about, the bigger players, Fun, are you not concerned that, given that it's a tight market, cost of living crisis, a lot of more consumers are looking for second-hand cars, that they'll want to play in your space?
I guess everyone's welcome to. We've seen many competitors come and go over the years. There's quite a few around. And what that's done is just create awareness of the service that's available. I recall many years ago when we were still having billboards and advertisements in newspapers, we saw one day competitors advertising right next to us, and I thought to myself, oh goodness, now we have to share the market with these guys. But in essence, it just creates more awareness of the service. It's then top of mind and more people trade. And we recently had another competitor open shop not far from us. In the months after that, you know, we had record months at that facility. So it just goes to show, you know, competition is good. It stimulates the market and it keeps everyone on their toes.
Auto Trader, Wheelie, of course, watching today's listings, probably thinking we're going to come for your business. But good luck to you, Fun Van der Walt, the founder and executive director at WeBuyCars, this year's second listing on the JSE. Very good news for the local boss, which has suffered quite a bit of a drought when it comes to those listings.